Casino bill moves forward in South Carolina legislature. Efforts to legalize casino gaming are gaining momentum in South Carolina, as the bill to introduce commercial casinos gradually advances in the House. The proposed I-95 Economic and Education Stimulus Act, or House Bill 4176, would allow specific rural counties across South Carolina to host retail casinos. To qualify, counties must be located on the I-95 corridor and classified in the state's lowest job tax credit tier. The measure would also establish a gaming commission, which would be responsible for issuing licenses and ensuring compliance with state regulations. If HB 4176 is finally approved, the state won't wait too long to have a casino, as plans are already in the works to start construction on a $1 billion casino project. Santee Development Corporation, owned by Wallace Cheeves, wants to transform the old, long-abandoned Santee Outlet Mall site into a thriving casino resort. Cheeves claims the project would be fully funded by private investors and could attract 4 million visitors every year. He projected that the casino would create over 4,600 jobs and generate more than $75 million in tax revenue for the state. The casino could open its doors as soon as 2026 if the proposal receives approval. Governor's opposition. HB 4176 has passed the House Ways and Means Committee, but it still has a long way to go, especially with Governor McMaster's firm stance against gambling. Quote, "Gambling is bad for our culture. It's not part of our heritage, and there are better ways to make money, to give jobs, to generate tax money, to generate a thriving economy, than gambling." Henry McMaster, Governor of South Carolina. Evolving gambling approach. South Carolina has some of the toughest anti-gambling laws in the U.S. Currently, the state lottery and regulated bingo are the only legal forms of gambling permitted in the state. However, the new bill indicates that lawmakers are exploring a possible shift in the state's long-held stance against expanded gambling. Revenue-wise, supporters say the state could benefit significantly from the introduction of casinos. Neighboring North Carolina, which launched its sports betting market in March 2024, recorded $685 million in wagers last March. To address concerns about problem gambling, operators claim they will put several protective measures in place. Some of them include self-exclusion programs, public awareness campaigns, and addiction support services.